you today. Are you ready to worship God? Come on, let's do it. Come on, give him the praise.
The greatest day, greatest day in history. Death is beaten, you have rescued me. Sing it out, Jesus is alive. The empty cross, the empty grave. Life eternal.
Day. And oh, what a glorious day, what a glorious way that you have saved me. And oh, what a glorious name, what a glorious name. Our prayer today. Father, let your kingdom come. Father, let his will be done on earth as it is in heaven, right here with us, with me and you. The kingdom is his. Come on, sing. Father, let your kingdom come. Father, let your will be done on earth as in heaven, right here in my heart. Father, Father, let your kingdom come. Come on. Father, let your will be done on earth as in heaven, right here in my heart. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us as we forgive the ones who sin against us. Forgive them and lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Let your kingdom come, Father. Father, let your kingdom come.
Holy, holy.
Father, let your will be done.
Holy, holy.
On earth as in heaven.
Let it be done.
Right here in my heart. Father, let your kingdom come.
Holy, holy.
Father, let your will be done.
Holy, holy.
On earth as in heaven.
Let it be done.
Right here in my heart. Come on and give us.
Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us as we forgive the ones who sin against us. Forgive them and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us.
come. We're gonna tell him it's yours. It's yours. It's yours. All yours. All yours. The kingdom, the power, the glory. Come on and sing. It's yours. It's yours. It's yours. Tell him today. All yours. Oh, forever and ever, the kingdom are yours.
Come on.
And it's yours. It's yours. All yours. All yours. The kingdom, the power, the glory are yours. And it's yours. It's yours. And all yours. All yours. Forever and ever, the kingdom is yours. Father, let your kingdom come.
Come on, sing.
Father, let your will be done on earth as in heaven, right here in my heart. Father, Father, let your kingdom come. Father, let your will be done on earth as in heaven, right here in my heart. On earth as in heaven, right here in my heart. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That's our prayer today, that the King of Kings will be glorified in our lives. That is what we want. Lord God, be glorified in all we do today. Hear the praise of your people this morning as we sing glory to the King of Kings. Glory to the King of Kings. Lord, we want to usher in the kingdom by praising your holy name. We want to be as it is in heaven, on earth. We're going to lift your name higher and higher. We're going to sing glory to the King. Glory to the King. The angels sing, creation sings, and Lord, today your people sing.
Amen.
Oh, because we love you, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King, and peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born. And this is what we sing. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. We're singing glory, glory to his name today. Come on, by highest heaven adore. Christ by highest heaven adore. Christ is the everlasting Lord. Late in time, behold him come, offspring of the Virgin's womb. Veiled in flesh, the Godhead see. Hail the incarnate deity. To dwell, Jesus, our Emmanuel. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. We sing glory to his name today. Hail the heaven,
and hail the hand, born Prince of Peace. Hail the Son of Righteousness, light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings. Mild he lays his glory by, born that man no more.
Thank you, Lord.
Born to raise the sons of earth, born to give second birth. Hark, the herald angels sing,
glory,
glory to the newborn King.
Hallelujah. your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mild, mild he lays his glory by. Oh, hallelujah. No more may die.
Born to raise the sons of earth. Born to give them second birth. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
Glory unto his name, glory unto his name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen and amen and amen.
Oh, that newborn King is our Jesus, our Savior, the one who's redeemed us, the one that helps us through our daily life. I want to pray for you this morning if you need some prayer, if you know somebody who needs prayer, or if you're at home and you weren't able to make it today. I've managed to make it today, and I've got a really, really bad cough, and the doctor said it's a viral cough and it could last you up to 100 days. I'm not believing for that, okay? So I'm going to pray for me too today. So let's pray together for those who need a touch from the Lord today. Father God in heaven, how great and mighty and wonderful you are. And Lord, you care for us. You care for our needs. And Lord, for anybody who is here today or listening or watching today that needs a touch from you, may they be well in the name of Jesus. For anybody who's here today or watching or hearing today that needs provision from you, may you provide. Father, for anybody who's watching or hearing or listening today that needs a miracle to happen in their life circumstances, may it be so in the name of Jesus this very day. In the name of Jesus. And the church agreed together and we all said, Amen. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated while Pastor West comes and gives us some details, because my voice won't last that long.
Thank you, guys. Well, today is the week that starts loads of things in the church program. So thank you for so many people that came to watch the Snowman last night. It was yesterday. It was a really good event. And hundreds of people came in our building and got to hear about some of the other things that are happening at Destiny as well, which was great. So pray for some of those seeds that were planted there as well. So this week, a few things to tell you about. On Wednesday from 5:30, we are having a Christmas carol sing-along get-together in our estate, okay? So come here from 5:30 or as soon as you can get here, and we're going to go out on the streets, probably around one of the trees nearby, and we're going to sing Christmas carols with our neighbours or the church neighbours. Okay, so that'll be really good. But come and be a witness, be an example, and come and encourage, and just enjoy fellowshipping together, singing some carols. After we finish singing some carols, so make sure you bring your coat with you, won't you? We're praying for a nice, dry, warm evening in the middle of December. Don't worry, the storms of last night have gone. It's absolutely fine. So it's going to be fine on Wednesday. And then after we finish singing some Christmas carols, we're going to get together at church. We're going to have some hot turkey and stuffing sandwiches and some hot drinks and some fellowship. And we're just going to enjoy being together, having a little bit of a Christmassy time together, and connecting with our neighbours of the building here. So come and help us do that, not only for yourself, but to be a witness to those people as well, because that's really important. It is another one of those great events that you can bring work colleagues, friends, families, neighbours to. Invite them just to come with you to sing some Christmas carols, have a hot turkey stuffing sandwich and a nice cup of hot chocolate, whatever it is. Invite them, because they'll have a great time, because they're spending time with you. Do you remember we said this year is all about you inviting your friends, connecting the people that are nearest and dearest to you into things that are happening? So that's Wednesday from 5:30, or as soon as you can get here. On Friday, we have our children's Sunday school Christmas get together and dress rehearsal for a nativity that's happening on Sunday. Okay, so parents, please help your kids be here from 5:30 onwards on Friday. If you can't get here till 5:45, get here at 5:45. If you can't get here till 6, get here at 6. But get your kids here, please, on Friday. They're going to have some food, they're going to have some party games, and they're going to have their dress rehearsal ready for Sunday. Have you got that? So parents and grandparents, get your kids here on Friday. The kids are sounding brilliant. You're going to hear a little snippet of them in a few minutes' time. But Sunday, we have our big nativity. It is a real premium event for you to invite friends to, for you to get here to. There's a service at 4, and there's another one at 6. But kids, we're going to need you there for both of them to sing everybody in and to act everybody in. The actors definitely best be here, but we need the rest of our Sunday school kids here because they've all got parts to play that they're going to find out about on Friday, and they're all singing in it as well. So when you turn up next Sunday morning, you're at the wrong time, all right? So listen up. Don't come to church next Sunday morning. Come next Sunday afternoon. Have you got that? So don't come at 11 o'clock next Sunday morning. Come at either 3 o'clock for the 4 o'clock service or 5 o'clock ready for the 6 o'clock service. Have you got that? So please only come an hour before the service or just a little bit after so the people who are in the service before you can get out and you can get in our car park. So when you arrive next Sunday, you're not going to be able to use our car park at the front because we're going to have some campfires in it. And you're going to be able to roast some marshmallows. Even if you don't like marshmallows, roast them and pass them on to me. They're brilliant. Don't burn them, just roast them. Gently toasted, nice and gooey. Just perfect. You've got that, haven't you? And you're going to be able to have a hot chocolate, and you're going to be able to have a nice hot dog, and you're going to be able to have some fellowship with your friends and the visitors that you brought. Your friends and families, next door neighbors, work colleagues, even if it's random people off the street, bring them with you because they're going to hear a great message about Jesus and about what Christmas is all about. So we're going to be in the car park for an hour, sort of socializing around the campfire, and then we're going to hear a brilliant nativity sung and acted by our Sunday school children. It is amazing. So to give you a little insight about it, I recorded just some of the actors singing some of the dress rehearsals. They've been doing this every Friday evening. So we're going to play it now, and we're going to have a little insight into what we're going to have next weekend. Let's hit play on that, please. You're going to go home singing these songs.
We come to tell you to get on your feet.
On your feet.
No time to lose, say goodbye to your sheep.
On your sheep.
On the party and stars.
Every Friday for the last month, and they have nailed it. It is going to be a brilliant performance. And they're telling the story all about Jesus, which is the best thing ever, isn't it? That's what Christmas is all about. So it's going to be like turning up to sort of a school nativity, but it's our Sunday school nativity. And we're going to watch our kids do some acting, do some songs. They've got 9 songs to sing for us. It's going to be a wonderful, magical, special Christmas time. And we're going to preach Jesus, because that's what Christmas is all about, isn't it? So do help us by being here for that. I think that is it for my list, which is great. Which means, lastly, I want to pray for each and every person who is giving to God today. In your tithes, in your offerings, whether you're giving online, at the cafe, in the box at the back of church, I want to pray a prayer of blessing for you. Is that okay? That says, God bless every giver today. Bless them with peace. Bless them with joy. Bless them with hope. Bless them with provision. Bless them with everything that they need, pressed down and running over in every part of their life. Amen. Okay, it is now time for our kids. Oh, lastly, next weekend, please help us. We've not got our front car park because there's some campfires in it. So some of you guys are going to park not in your usual car parking space. And you're not going to nab the spaces really easily that the visitors are going to park in, are you? You're going to go and park a long way away from church and walk, aren't you? So please don't just park in your usual car parking space that's really convenient for you. Please could you help us and maybe park on a road a bit further away, or Pinders Heath or Eastmore Road or somewhere just a little bit further away. If you do that, a visitor can park nice and easily and they'll know where to come to, and they can maybe park on Parkland's estate on some of the free parking, because down the side, well, that's where the people that can't walk very far and need a disabled spot are going to need to park. So if you park there, a disabled person can't. And if you park somewhere really close by, a visitor might say, I couldn't find a car parking space, so I went back home. And that would be a shame, wouldn't it? So please, can you work with us, help us? If you can find a good car parking space that you think nobody else knows about, that's a bit further away, maybe somebody who lives nearby, or maybe just an extra street away, or maybe you can carpool with a friend in, help us, because that'll help loads of visitors be able to come. You got that? Great. Kids, it's time for you guys to go out to Sunday school. That's through the Minor Hall. If you haven't registered your child in today, please see one of our Sunday school staff and they will help you get registered. And for the rest of us adults, back to some worship with Pastor Dan.
All righty, let's stand back together again. Let's stand up. We're going to worship. We're going to continue to praise our good God. You know, we just sung a carol that said, mild he lays his glory by, born that man so no more may die. What a wonderful thing our God has done for us. What a wonderful thing we have to thank Jesus for. And you know, what is our response to what he's done? Our response is worship, isn't it? Our response is to come on a morning like today and come and not worry about what the person next to you thinks. It's a time to just between you and God, lifting your voice, lifting your worship and praise. Lily's going to help us out with this song. Light of the world, he stepped down into darkness, opened our eyes, let us see. So here we are this morning, Lord, to come and worship you. Feel free to worship this morning. Don't let anything restrict you. Come and give him the praise he deserves. Thank you, Lily. Let's do it.
You step down into darkness, open my eyes, let me see. Beauty that made this heart adore you, hope of a life spent with you. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're all together lovely, you're all together worthy, all together wonderful to me. Created all for love's sake.
Moments now and just worship him. Come on, church. Let's worship our Savior. Lift your hearts, lift your voices and worship him. He is here right now. We bow before you, Lord. We exalt you, our God and our King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to you, O God. You are wonderful. God, you are awesome in this place. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated, please. Thank you. Wow, so good to see so many people here in our second service. We had a great first service. It was wonderful. And for those of you joining us online as well, part of this second service is going online today just because of some technical reasons. So a big welcome to you as well. It's good to be together. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, Mary was having a good day. She'd found Mr. Wright. She was planning her wedding. And she and Joseph had had the chat. And they decided to behave themselves until after they were married. You know what I'm talking about, don't you? Just say yes, preacher. And if you don't, go and ask my wife afterwards. She'll tell you. Everything was coming together very nicely until that moment came. You've got to remember that an angel didn't normally appear to Mary, so it was quite a shock when an angel suddenly came. Let's read about it, shall we? In Luke chapter 1, verse 26, it says this. In the sixth month, God sent angel Gabriel to Nazareth, to a town called Galilee, in Galilee, to a virgin. Say virgin.
Virgin.
Virgin Atlantic. You know what I'm talking about. Now you know what I'm talking about, okay? Who was pledged, engaged, if you like, to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you are highly favored. The Lord is with you." I mean, this, we read this, don't we? I have no idea what this must have felt like for that young woman. Suddenly, bang, an angel. And then the angel's telling her, "You're okay, Mary. You're doing all right. God thinks you're doing all right." And then the angel says, "Don't be afraid." I think she was shaking. You would have been, wouldn't you? It says, "Do not be afraid. You found favor with God. You'll be with child. You'll give birth to a son. You're to give him his name Jesus. He'll be great. He'll be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." Wow! And she's going, "What?" And then she comes up with the question, "How?" "Because I'm a virgin. How? We're not doing it, so that can't happen." You know, there are... you can fill in the lines in between times for yourself, right? This is mixed audience. And but sometimes when God speaks to us, we say to God, "How?" Don't we? Yeah. See, what? How? Me? You have got to be joking. And so Mary said in verse 34, "How will it be since I'm a virgin?" And the angel said, so think about the answer now, okay? This is you that the angels taught, particularly you women. It's a bit different for you guys, but you put yourself in the place. This is how it's going to happen. The Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Most High will overshadow you. And so the Holy One to be born of you will be called the Son of God. All right, well, that explains it, doesn't it? Yeah, get it. Clear as anything. Absolutely. Yeah, understand that. You know, normally it's perfume and sweet talking and... What? What are you talking about? How is this going to be? The angel must have thought she needed a bit of reassurance, so he speaks to her about her cousin and said, "Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she, who was said to be barren, is in her 6th month. For nothing is impossible with God." Amen. Say it with me. Nothing is impossible with God. Now emphasize nothing. Nothing is impossible with God. Now emphasize impossible. Nothing is impossible with God. Now emphasize God. Nothing is impossible with God. And she goes, "Bring it on." Basically, what she said is this: "I am your Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May it be to me as you have said." I don't get it. I don't understand it. But boy, this sounds great. Until later that day, she arranged to meet Joseph at Starbucks and said, "Joe, I've got a bit of something to tell you." And he must have said, "You've not changed the colour of the flowers again, have you, for the wedding? Or you've bought yet another pair of shoes." And she said, no, shut up, shut. "I'm going to have a baby." And his nose came out of the foam of the Starbucks and went, "You what?" Followed by, "Who?" Followed by, "How?" Followed by, "I thought we'd had the talk. And you told me we were going to behave ourselves until after we'd been married. How? Who?" Oh, he was. I mean, that conversation must have happened, mustn't it? It's not recorded, but it must have happened somewhere. You know, I mean, it was an immaculate conception, but there was reality to be happening in her life, and she had to have had that conversation. I mean, could you imagine her going, "Well, we're going to have to tell Mum and Dad." Oh, no. She was terrified about Joseph, but now she's got to face her Mum and Dad and probably his Mum and Dad. So let's go to her Mum and Dad to be, you know, now they arrange to see a Mum and Dad in a tea shop because they're a bit older, and it's only the young guys who like to go to coffee. The older guys like to go for tea, don't you? I'll get there one of these days. So they're sitting in the tea shop. They do it out in public so that Dad can't throw a Mickey fit. And she says, "Got a bit of news to tell you." And they're looking at her, and she says, and preggers. And Dad says, what? And she says, I'm pregnant, I'm having a baby. And she said, where is Joe? I'm going to kill him. You know, I am going to administer the laying on of hands on him. I'm after, where is he? No, hang on. It's not Joe. Tell me his mate, then I'll go and kill him. No, you wouldn't want to go and kill who? No, just put the idea of killing, hitting, or anything else out of your mind, because it was the Holy Spirit. Pardon? It was the Holy Spirit. Can you imagine that moment? I mean, she told Joseph the same story. Don't blame anybody else except for the Holy Spirit. Well, I can't blame him, can I? We're in trouble if we start blaming the Holy. I mean, what an incredible... You've got to know the backstory to understand how... You see, when I'm talking to you today about the virgin was expecting, we're not talking about a girl who made a mistake here. We're talking about a young woman who was chosen by God to have a miracle happen in her life. And God is choosing you today. Maybe not to have a baby. And if it is the Holy Spirit, come and tell me, because I've got a lot of questions I want to ask. But to have a miracle of something. And the Holy Spirit wants to come and say to you today, there is nothing that is impossible with God. In your life, in your health, in your finances, in your marriage, in your children, in your job, in our church, there is nothing that is too difficult for God to do. She said, how will it be? And God says, the Holy Spirit will come on you. In Luke chapter 1:35, he'll overshadow you. And I loved her reply. He said, be it to me as you've said. It's an incredible story, isn't it? I don't think she slept for a month. She's going over and over and over and over and over. It's incredible. It reminds me of a story one time. There was a little boy who came home from Sunday school, and his mother asked him, what did you learn in Sunday school today? And he said, well, we learned a story about a man called Moses who was leading some people away from the Egyptians. They were chasing them, and they came to this huge river. So Moses, he had his men build a bridge. And then he told everybody to cross over the bridge. And after they'd gone across the bridge and all the Egyptians were on the bridge, then Moses ordered some airplanes to come in and strike the bridge so that the Egyptians fell into the water and they all died. And Mum looked at the boy and said, are you sure that's what the teacher taught you? And he said, well, no, not actually. He says, but if I told you the story that the teacher told me, you wouldn't believe it. It was incredible. There are some times when God says something and it's like, what? When God makes you a promise, I'm the Lord that heals you, and you've just been told by the doctor you're sick, you go, what? When God says, I'm going to make a way for you, but you've actually been trying to make a way and no way has opened up before you, and you think like, there is no way, I'm stuck here. And God says, no, I'm going to make a way for you. And you go, what? Why? Because nothing is impossible with God. One more time. Nothing is impossible with God. In your life, nothing is impossible with God. In your family, nothing is impossible. In our country, nothing is impossible with God. And God wants to speak a word into our hearts. And it's when God speaks that it happens. God spoke to Mary through the angel. And it's in the speaking. This is so important. In the speaking, when God speaks his word, or maybe God speaks to you prophetically or in some way, and you hear the word of God, that's when it happens. Mary, she was having a nice day planning her wedding, choosing her shoes, until God spoke. You can be in a situation until God speaks. It's the speaking. speaking of the word of God, which produces faith. Faith, Bible says, comes by hearing. If you're going to hear something, it's because something's been said. When God speaks something, we hear, that's when faith is produced in our lives. Just notice, I've got three verses just to share with you about this. Really important. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12 says, "For the word of God is living and active." We're not quoting Shakespeare here. Whatever his name was. William Shakespeare is dead. He can't stand behind his promise and make it fulfilled. But God is alive. Hallelujah. And he said, "This is my living word, and I'm going to stand behind it, and I'm going to make it work. And every promise I ever made, I'm going to stand by it." And he's not like a politician who's got to come up with another amendment. He's God. And what he said, he can do. And he doesn't say it unless he intends to do it. And he stands behind his word, and it's living and it's active. Hallelujah. That's why it produces expectation in our hearts and in our minds and in our faith. And we're suddenly in a moment like Mary was, and we go, "Wow, I was living like this. I thought this was my journey ahead. But now God has spoken, and it's going to change my life." What about this verse? In Matthew 25, verse 35, it says, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never." There's not coming out a new version. He's not having to change his mind, update it, because it's now, no, this is the word of God. Heaven and earth are going to pass away. What he's basically saying, it's never, ever going to change. When God said something to you in that promise, he's never going to go back on his promise. His promises are yes and amen. Today, next day, every day. In Isaiah 55, verse 11, it says, "So is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it." This isn't, God's not a chatter and then says, "Did I say that?" He knows everything that he said. He says everything on purpose, and he said something for purpose. What God has said concerning you, what God has said concerning our church, what God has said about your family, it is yes, it's going to happen. He's got a purpose, and he's going to stand behind it until it comes through. It might take a bit of time, but it's going to come through. Hallelujah. Took some time for Mary. Not only was it the 9 months before she actually gave birth to the Savior, but then it was also the next 30 years while he was maturing and getting ready to have his ministry launched for changing some water into wine. Expectation is birthed by faith. If you want to have a new expectation in your life, grow faith in your heart. Read the Word of God. Be a church like you are. Hundreds of you here today. Why are you here? Why is destiny being as blessed as it is? Because we preach the word. We believe the word. And our expectation is not for church to be rubbish, but to church to be absolutely excellent and glorifying to Jesus. That's what we work for. That's what we pray for. Our expectation is far greater than what we see. And what we see is already good. But you ought to have a sneak preview of my expectation. You ought to try living in my head sometimes. You ought to try dreaming my dreams. Then I wonder why I can't sleep. I'm up in the middle of the night saying, "Yes, come on." I'm like Mary. "Bring it on, Lord." She must have dreamed. I mean, she and Joseph, after that first Starbucks meeting, must have had another Starbucks meeting, mustn't they? And they said, "Okay, well, that's the way it is now. How do we think this is going to work out?" I mean, expecting parents start to talk about what color we're going to paint the room. And have we got the right cot and bed and perambulator? Pram. Wheelie thingy for Yorkshire people. We have all the, I mean, their story must have been like, "What's this going to look like? How is this? Come on, let's get inside the story, shall we?" It must have been incredible. I would have loved to have been a fly on their wall, wouldn't you? In their little house, while they tried to imagine. It was difficult, but she had to still live. another 9 months. By the way, often between God speaking something to you and it actually working out, there's at least a 9 months time. She had to go and try and start to explain it to her friends. You know, she wasn't a lonely girl. She must have had girlfriends. She said to Joe one day, I'm sure. I think we're just going to need to tell our pals, you know, about this. Oh, rather you than me. So she invites them out to Starbucks again. You just thought there was only one star in the Bible, didn't you? But it's quite... Well, anyhow, we'll talk about the Star of Bethlehem later another time. But here they are. She sits at the table and she says, okay, girls, something I want to tell you. Yeah, we've noticed. You know, when you're expecting, it shows. Everybody around you, it'll show. Not particularly a bump here, but a smile there. And the words here. And the plans that you're making, it'll show. If you've really heard God something, I tell you, it'll change your life. It will put you in a place where people will start to say, what's happening with you? Something, it will show. It will show. And she said, well, yeah. And they all ask the same question. Who? Thought you told me you're going to be a good girl. Who? And here she goes again. Well, you're not going to believe this. There's the Holy Spirit. I blame the Holy Spirit for a few things, haven't you? But he's in trouble today, isn't he? You know, Holy Spirit, I mean, well, anyhow. And they all left. Bless you. Hope everything works out all right. Can you imagine those girls going to meet their girls? You say, we just had coffee with Mary. You'd never believe the story, you know. It's like, you go to church today. You go to work tomorrow. And you start to tell people what we're believing for as a church. I tell you, they'll not understand. You got to work tomorrow when everybody's having how are you? I've got a hangover. Well, I can't pay my bills, you know. I'm not looking forward to Christmas. In fact, I'm not looking forward to life. And we go, really? Well, actually, I'm doing all right. That's the gospel. I got peace in my heart. You can't in the troubled world. No, God prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Say, well, you know, yeah, but how can you afford? Well, actually, my dad, my heavenly dad, is meeting all my needs. Well, everybody's sick. Yeah, but I've got a God who said he'll heal me. You know, and we start to tell the story, and it sounds incredible, doesn't it? Don't stop telling the story, ladies and gentlemen. Tell the story of Jesus. Tell him how wonderful he is. Jesus said, I've come so you can have life in all of its abundance. Tell everybody. Tell the story of Jesus. She was a virgin. You know why she was a virgin? And it was the Holy Spirit, don't you? So that it couldn't be man-manufactured. That's the thing. Is this wasn't... This was miracle. And this was not only... normal, as in the genes of Mary, but this was the genes of God Almighty that came, and Son of God, Son of Man coming together. It was an amazing thing. And because of that, what a journey ahead they had. You know, because of the promises of God for you, your journey can change even today. You can be in a place where you say, God, your word is going to change my life. For some people here, it's going to change because you're going to come to faith today. You're going to come to a place where you say, whoa, if that's God, I want to get to know him and I'm going to invite him into my life and you're going to become a Christian. Lots of people have done that over these last few weeks. It could be your day today. And it changes everything. They say, love changes everything. And I'm going to say, here's love. Changes everything. All right, I do a bit of moonlighting and singing, and well, nobody would come anyhow, would they? But it's like that's. But not only to some of you are going to come to faith today, some of you have had an outlook on life that has been like, I'm never ever going to get on. I'm never going to move forward. I'm never going to, you know, I'm stuck with this lot. I want to tell you something. God wants to give you an outlook on life that marries up with what His word is. I know the plans for I have for you, says God. Plans to give you hope and a future. Plans to bless you, not to harm you. Plans to prosper you. Jesus said, I've come so that you can have life, and it's going to be absolutely miserable. That's the reversed version. Jesus said to you, sitting right in the back rows of the top of our gallery this morning, Jesus said, I've come so you can have life in all of its abundance, all the way down there, all the way down here, in abundance of life, abundant life, fullness of life. Man, that should turn our expectation around. I remember years ago, I used to say this really often. I'm going to say it again today. I didn't say it in the first service. See, you're getting extra bargains in the second. You can be. I'm so blessed. So blessed that I can't fail. See, sometimes we feel like tripping up. And I was like that a lot of times in my life. And then I heard God speak to me. Some of you know about it. From this day on, I will bless you. I heard the word of God. It was like a Mary moment to me. And I did say, well, how? How? What's the difference between tomorrow and yesterday? Just that I'd heard the word of God. And that's what God wants you to hear today. If you'll hear the word of God, it will produce faith in your heart. And your expectation of your tomorrow is going to be different than your yesterday expectation of your life. From this day on, you're going to be blessed. It's going to change. Faith produces expectation. See, I have an expectation about revival. I tell you earlier, you know, if you were inside my head, boy, you'd be in a tiz whiz. Because I look at this and I say, God, thank you so much for what you're doing at Destiny Church. And then I think like, yeah, but we've only just started. Yeah. Then we go through the, like Joseph and Mary must have been, how are we going to cope with another 500 people getting born again? Where are you going to park? Where are you going to sit? How are we going to? What are we going to do with our kids' ministry? How can we make so much coffee? All of those questions are things that occupy my mind. How are we going to make every person who comes to faith a real, true disciple of Jesus Christ? You see, church, let me say it very simply, because this is really important about my vision and has been for absolutely years. Church is big. Two things. You know, I stand on 2 feet, and I think our church really stands on these things as well. Feed the believers and reach the unbelievers. Those 2 things. Feed the believers and reach the unbelievers. We've got to do that. If you come to a church that isn't feeding the believers, then we're going to be a bunch of weak Christians. And I tell you something, well, you don't have to be around here very long to know that we believe in the Word of God, and with our teaching, not only on Sunday, but on Wednesday and everything else, that we're trying to raise a people who believe, people who understand. That's why we put so much effort into the preaching of the Word of God and the teaching and the midweek stuff. You know, our midweek, average normal midweek stuff is really high and rich and whatever. And if you haven't dipped in and listened to all that, you need to, because it's like food is served on your table. And if you don't, you know, connect with that, then your plate has still got the food on it. Go back, microwave it and eat it. And thank you for being here today. Not only is it good for you, but it encourages me. Feed the believers so that the believers are strong in the Lord. But then we've also got to reach the unbelievers. What would be the point of having a fat flock? Feed the flock, but let's not fat the flock. I know some of you ladies, that's, you know, you're all thinking about diets in January, aren't you? The best way that we can stay active and full of life is to be full of life. We've got to be active in serving God and reaching out to the world. And, you know, Mary had a difficult time of it. It was not easy for her, but she stayed with it. And the commission to the church today is go into all the world and preach this gospel. the commission to the church is this Christmas time. Christmas is a great time. You know, somebody said to me recently, well, I don't really do Christmas very much. Well, I'm not bothered about all of that stuff, but I am bothered about all of this stuff. And this stuff is the opportunity. You know, yesterday, this place was packed to absolute capacity with people who were mostly unchurched, or certainly unchurched for us. And did we get the opportunity to stand here and preach John 3:16 and talk to them about the blood of Jesus? No, but what we did is we smiled at them, we served them coffee, we brought them into a place, and everybody's going, why is this place? Why? I don't know anything about this. And people are saying, what is going on here? And we say to them, come and have a look. Maybe you were there last night and you're here the first time this morning. Because I tell you something, there's going to be lots of people who were there last night, yesterday afternoon, who are going to be here and going to be part of our journey in the future. People came to Sticky Fingers, and now you're part of our church. People came to our cafe, and now you're part of our church. People just came to all sorts of things. May even be, we go singing around the carols on Wednesday. You're coming, aren't you? Well, that's seven of us. Come on, church. We've got to get busy in the action. If God is going to speak to us about something, take up your position. Be part of the action. Get involved with us. We've got a job to do in bringing this good news of Jesus Christ into the community, society in which we're living. And we don't need a bunch of Christians who are fat at home doing nothing. We need a bunch of Christians who are fed with the Word of God, filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, and saying, come on, world, bring it on. That's what Mary said, bring it on. And it's time for destiny to stand up and say, bring it on. Reaching out to the unchurched, reaching out. We have a real passion this year that we're going to reach out to people that we know, people who are close to us, people who are passionate for Jesus. We're going to be passionate for Jesus. We're going to bring them to Jesus. Amen? I tell you, it's exciting. It's impossible, right? Naturally, it is. Mary said, what? How? And I say, what? How? I think about it for you as an individual. You know, we pray for you often, and we pray, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord shine his face upon you. May God strengthen you. May God provide for you. May God bless you abundantly. That's my prayer over hundreds of you today. But it's also my prayer, may God use you. May God stir something inside your heart. May you join us. Be committed with us. Passionately joined, dedicated with us to go and lift up Jesus high in this city, in this county, in this country. And because you know that you're part of an international group of people to the many nations of the world, we've got a big job to do. It was good that Mary got the message, but then she had to go and administer that. She had to carry the baby. She had to go and give birth to the baby under very difficult circumstances. It was not an easy road. She ended up on a donkey, in a manger, in a back end of a farmyard. And then she had to raise him. Stay faithful to what God had spoken to her. Time for you to stay faithful, and me as well, to what God has said to us. These are exciting days. The virgin was expecting. This church is expecting. This pastor is expecting. Maybe you need to come and talk to me at the end of the service. I'll be down here and say to me, today's the day that I need to become a Christian. Somebody did it last week. Somebody did it the week before that is. If you're not a Christian, don't miss out. Come and meet Jesus. And then you can be part of the expectation that God has got. He's got great plans for us. Oh, we love you guys. Thank you so much for being here. Hear the word, will you? Do the word. Don't let anything rob you of that. And you'll be part of the miracle that God's got planned for us. There's nothing nothing. Say nothing. There's nothing that God can't do.
There's nothing that our God can't. Come on and sing in expectation. Not a mountain that He can't move. Oh, praise. Oh, praise the name that makes a way. There's nothing that our God can't do. There's nothing that our God can't do. There's not a prison wall He can't break through. Oh, praise. Oh, praise the name that makes a way. There's nothing that our God can't do. There's nothing. There's nothing that our God can't do. There's not a mountain that He can't move. All praise. All praise the name that makes a way. There's nothing that our God can't do. Oh, there's nothing that our God can't do. There's not a prison wall He can't break through. All praise. All praise the name that makes a way. There's nothing that our God can't do. We believe it today, we believe it. There's not a mountain He cannot move. Oh, we live in expectation. We believe in Lord. You always make a way when there was no way. Oh, come on, sing. There's nothing that our God can't do. There's not a mountain that He can't move. Oh, praise the name that makes a way. There's nothing that our God can't do. Yeah, there's nothing that our God can't do. There's not a prison wall He can't break through. Oh, praise the name that makes a way. There's nothing that our God can't do. That is what we believe today. Hallelujah. We're going to go forward in expectation this week, knowing that there is nothing, if our God is for us, nothing can stand against us. Come on, hallelujah. Thank you so much for joining us today. Make sure you join us on Wednesday for our carols around the tree. And then we'll see you next Sunday for our Christmas nativity. God bless everybody. We'll see you all soon.